Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.
All right, here we are. We're getting started. Yes, we are. Antonio T. Smith Jr. I just want to welcome all of you to Let's Talk Tuesdays, in which the staff of GATSJR Companies will regale you and wow you with great information. And at this time, we have Deanna Mitchell, owner and CEO and owner of the fastest growing PR company in Southeast Texas. You can now hear her.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Thank you very much. So again, my name is Deanna Mitchell, CEO and owner of the DeMarie Group, right out of Galveston, Texas. I thank everyone for joining us this evening. And I want to thank my business partner, Grace, for this wonderful topic for this evening. I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to actually sit here and tell you guys that you are not your past, because from the moment I got this topic, I've been on an emotional roller coaster. And the reason being is because I was sitting there and I'm like, am I really not my past anymore? Am I really not that person? Am I really not her? And so I sat back. I went through days of ups and downs, moments of wanting to cry, moments of sadness, moments of joy. And then I had to remember, I am not her. And what made me remember that I'm not her is I had to sit back and look at my entire year. I went from working a full-time job, waking up every morning, crying myself to sleep because I knew this is not where I wanted to be. Unhappy, living a life that I was told I was supposed to live and not the life that I wanted to live. Just working for someone who my dreams were nowhere near what I was doing for them. And then I made a decision, no more. And that's the first sign that you know you're no longer that person. Because when you decide no more, that's when you make that first step toward being who you want to be, no longer living the life that somebody told you you were supposed to live. And then from that moment, I decided to live for me. I decided to do what I wanted to do. I decided to do what Deanna deep down inside was burning and aching to do, and that was to get my company up and running and spend time with my son. And of course, this, when you decide to do things like that, you have a whole lot of people that are going to hit up against you. But when you're no longer your past, the judgment and the opinions of others don't faze you anymore. Because you know within yourself that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not what you told me to do. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So you get up and you move. and you do what you want to do, you do what burns deep inside of you. And because I made that decision, I landed an internship at one of the top music record labels in the city of Houston, which no one ever knew, but that was a burning desire of mine, to actually be mentored by this particular person, to be in the presence of this particular person, only to find out that this particular person saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, which led him to say, hey, I need you on my team. Now, mind you, if I was still my past, to sit in front of him would have never happened for me. Because when I walked in his office, I walked in his office with my back straight, with my shoulders back and my head held high, because I knew I deserved to be there, because this was the moment that I've always wanted. But if I was still my past, I would have walked in with my shoulders hunched over, my head down, looking at my feet, not afraid to address him. I wouldn't talk with confidence. So that was the first time I knew that, maybe I'm not her. Maybe I'm not that shy little girl who did everything everybody told me to do. Maybe I'm not that girl who crumbled at the sound of somebody else telling me, hey, don't do it that way, do it this way. Maybe I'm not that girl who doubted everything about her. Because I'm standing here in front of this gentleman, and he tells me that I'm exactly what he wants on his team. And so from there, my company grew. My company flourished. And then I ended up signing a contract with one of the top institutes in this world.
I can help you find a
friend. And that's something that I would have never thought I would have done. Only because me living in my past, I wasn't capable of doing it. I didn't deserve it. I wasn't enough. And so I just want to let everyone know that you are not your past. You are not that person that made those mistakes. Those mistakes do not define who you are. Your defeats do not define who you are. What somebody told you you were supposed to be is not who you are. And how do you know you're not your past when you can walk into a room with your back straight and your shoulders back and your head held high? And normally when you walk into this particular room with these particular people, everything about you diminishes. You know you're not your past when you can wake up every morning with a smile on your face because you're doing the one thing that you've always wanted to do, which is be you. You know you're not your past when you... You know you're not your past and you can look at yourself in the mirror and smile because you're proud of the person you're looking at. I once told myself, I am not her. And so I'm going to be a little transparent with you so you can understand me truly when I say you are not your past. I am not her. Who is her? Her is the little girl who lied about everything because she was fearful that telling the truth would trigger something that she would get in trouble for. Who is her? She's a little girl who was craving love from one place, so she looked for it everywhere else but within herself. Who is her? Her is the one who doubted everything about her, so she looked for validation from other people to tell her that she was good enough. Who is her? Her is the woman who did everything right, but still felt she did everything wrong. Who is her? Her is the woman who settled for the little things because the big things were too far out of her reach. Who is her? Her is the girl who cowered in the light of everybody else because She was told her light was a little bit too bright, so she had to dim it.
Mm.
Who is her? Her is the girl who was told she was beautiful, but all she saw was the stretch marks and the rolls and the freckles and moles that covered every part of her face. Who is her? Her is the woman on the street who was left alone, who no one wanted to talk to, who no one even wanted to know her name. Who is her? Her is the guy who was told, you just like your daddy, you're not going to be nothing, you never will. Who is her? Her is the little kid who gets bullied at school because he's different, because his hair is curly, because he has freckles, because his skin is a little bit lighter. Who is her? Her is the little boy who goes home every day and gets beat by his father, so when he goes to school, he bullies the next person because he doesn't know how to release this hurt that he's feeling.
Mm.
Who is her? Her is the little girl that was raped but was told to keep it quiet because if she told anybody, they wouldn't believe her. Who is her? Her is the little kid that was longing for the love of a parent who was never there. Who is her? Her is the younger sibling or the older sibling who compared themselves to the other sibling because they felt that that parent loved that sibling more.
Watch.
Who is her? Her is every last one of us. We all have a moment where we have lived in our past and we've let our past define who we are. Every last one of us has been her. Every last one of us is her. Every last one of us has let her go. Who is her? She's not you. Because you are no longer your past. You're no longer that little kid that had to sleep in a trash can because he was forgotten. You're no longer that woman who dimmed her light just to make everybody else happy. You're no longer the little girl who didn't think that she existed. You're no longer that little girl who needs validation from her mother to tell her that she's wonderful and that she's proud of her. Who are you? You're no longer your past. You're no longer your mistakes. Your mistakes were made out of your hurt. Your mistakes were made out of your anger. You're no longer that person in hurt. You're no longer that person in anger. You're that person who can stand up and say proudly, I am not her. Who are you? You are not her. You are not your past. I thank you guys for coming out tonight and listening to me this evening. Thank you very much.
All right, all right, all right. We're excited. Yes, yes, we're super excited. You're all waving in the applause. Let me unmute the phone. Outstanding. What a wonderful call. You are not your past. That was Deanna Mitchell, the CEO of the D. Marie Group, doing a wonderful job. Right now, we're entering into our Q&A session. If there's anyone that has a question for Miss Deanna or a comment, you can do so now at this time.
Deanna, this is Shannon. I just want to tell you that you did an absolutely amazing job. Everything you had to go through to get to this call was necessary for all the ears that heard it. I am so very, 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 very proud of you. And I felt you. You know, I needed to hear today that I'm not her. And as much as we grow and as much as we move forward, a lot of times we just need to be reminded, you know. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm very, very, very proud of you. I remember those slumped shoulders, and I get inspiration from the shoulders that stand straight up now. Like, you gut Thank punch you. People now. When you use the power behind gut punches, now you punching people in the gut. And that's what it's all about. So congratulations. I was helped on this evening, and I'm very proud of you, and I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Wow. Did you want to say something to that, Deanna?
Shannon, you have actually been a great part of me no longer being her. So I thank you, and I appreciate you very much. I didn't realize that I started walking into rooms with my shoulders straight and held back in my head up until you mentioned it to me. And since then, I thank you for that, because you helped me with that. You really did. You helped me realize my first steps to understanding that I'm not her. So I thank you, and I appreciate you very much. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's just amazing. Two amazing women that have already changed the world, and they're changing each other's lives. That is, it's a blessing to know you both. Anybody else who will have a question or a comment?
Hey, Deanna. Hey, twin.
Hey, twin.
I don't have a question. I have a comment, and I am so proud of you. You have inspired me this whole last year, and I have not it's funny that when you were talking about your shoulders being slumped, I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I had to pull mine back. So just remind you, you bring so much, and you made me realize that I am not my past. I am not who I used to be. I have so much going on for me, and you reminded me of that tonight. You reminded me that I am not my past. So I am so super duper proud of you. I love you, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No doubt. No doubt. That's awesome. That's awesome. Greatly. Anybody else have questions for Deanna?
Yes. Let me say, Deanna, you did an awesome job. The transparency was just super dynamic. I ain't gonna tell you I cried, but yeah. But I'm gonna be the one to ask a question, and the question is because I know we have millions of people listening, and somebody may want to know the answer to this question, but may not be confident enough to ask this question. So the question is, what is the first step I take to no longer be her?
So in my journey, the first step I took is I reached out to someone who was where I wanted to be. I reached out to Antonio because over the years, I've known him since high school, and we were Facebook friends, and I just watched his growth. And I was like, you know what, he's where I want to be. So I reached out to him. Little did I know that my first step in reaching out to him led to a personal journey of my own that I'm still on till this day. But the first thing you have to do is reach out and ask for help, because you can't do it alone. And when you reach out and ask for help, don't reach out to those that are already in your immediate circle, because to reach out to them, you're just reaching out to yourself, because they are you. They're you on that level. So the only thing that they can do for you is encourage you the way they've been encouraging you, which has not been any encouragement to begin with. So you want to reach out to someone who has what you're wanting, someone who is at a higher level than you. And then from there, they will guide you in the direction that you need to go to begin to better yourself. I hope that answers your question.
Oh, dynamic answer.
Yeah, I just want to point out that she said when you're reaching out, don't reach out to your inner circle, because you'll be just reaching out to you. Write that down. I'm pretty sure that will become something that she says a lot. Anybody else would like to have questions or comments?
Hello, Dee Marie. Partner,
what's up, partner?
You did an amazing job this evening. I have come to see the person who had her shoulders slumped, to the woman that you are now. And I've seen you grow in confidence. And I've seen you not back down. And I've seen you go for after what you want. And I've seen you get this contract that you have. And it has been an amazing journey. And I can't wait to continue the journey, to continue your process, to watch you grow even more, to change more lives, and to grow this business that we have together. I, again, am grateful that you chose me to be your partner for your business, and you thought that highly of me. And continue to do what you do so that we continue to help people all around the world. Very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Oh, okay, I'm trying not to tear up right now. I want to thank you for accepting that position, because part of me not being her was me reaching out to you. So thank you for helping me in my growth. I look forward to getting the rest of whatever else is for us. I'm looking forward to getting it with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much.
You guys are incredible. Anybody else? Questions? Comments?
Hi, Deanna. This is Tempest. I just want to tell you that I am so, so very proud of you. The person that I met over a year ago is not the person on this phone call. And I just want you to be proud of that. You have overcome so much, and it's so refreshing to see you in this space, in this confidence, in this light. You are an inspiration to everybody, but thank you for accepting who you are and showing the world who you are and showing the world what you're capable of doing. And I wish you the best of luck in all things, and just know that I'm here for you, and I'm so very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. You have definitely been a punch in the stomach when needed. And I wouldn't be able to say I am not her if it wasn't for you. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hello, Queen Deanna.
Oh,
hi.
This is Harold Jackson. Sorry I'm late to the call, but I want to say just thank you for being who you are. You've been just such an encouragement to me myself. You are definitely not your past. In the short time I've known you, you have grown exponentially. That's awesome just to see the daily growth in you. And my prayer for you is that God would just continue to increase you, continue to allow you to reach in, reach up, and reach out to others. Every time I'm around you, it's like, you know, you bring out the best of me. You allow me to discover more about myself every time I'm around you. And I do that with most people. I'm like, I allow people to, when I'm around them, just to allow myself to discover more about me. So thank you for being who you are and who God intended you to be, and just continue to grow. I want to just encourage you to continue to grow and just, you know, stay focused. You're definitely on track. So congratulations, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy you were able to call in tonight. Thank you so very much. You have definitely
You're welcome.
Helped me in my growth as well. So thank you so very much.
All right. All right. I'm going to open up for questions here in a little bit, but I can't help being the salesman that I am. That was King Harold Jackson. He has a gym in Lamar, Texas. He didn't ask for this advertisement, but I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help it. Find him, Harold Jackson, Lamar, Texas, Heavenly Body.
Yes.
By Harold Jackson. That's his gym. Just want to show him some love because this is recorded and will be on our podcast in a few moments. So, see you there, Harold. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Anybody else? Questions, comments, donations of millions of dollars? Okay, I guess the donation is $1 million, ran them all off. We want to thank all of you. I'm going to just make one or a few short announcements, and then Deanna will close us out. Next week on Box Day, if you are from England or anywhere in Europe, That's December 26th, the day after Christmas. You will find Bryant Johnson, and he will be talking. Yes, yes, Bryant Johnson will be talking about the. Hold on, let me just get my time over real quick, dude. He's going to time in. Wait a moment. He's going to be talking about something within. Begin within. Okay, there it is.
Begin within.
Begin within. All right, there he is. He's going to be talking about begin within. So be ready for him, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, on next, whatever day today is, on December 26th. Deanna, please, by all means, close us out.
I just want everybody to remember that your defeats do not define who you are. You no longer have to live your apologies. And just remember, you are not your past. Y'all have an awesome evening. Be safe on your travels. Thank you guys so much for calling in.